Hofstinger thing. I believe that that's in good shape and been handled. One thing I can say, we had a gentleman who works for the city of Springfield, had some issues there, and he wrote that four-page manifesto to the sewer board. I believe the county commission got a copy of that. You know, it's very important to him, to us on a working situation. Those are things we deal with every day. But he was impressed, I think, when we met with him. We had Great Rivers people there. Larry Snyder had three people there. I mean, I think he was impressed to see that we was there, and we was there to answer his concerns like we would anybody. I mean, Ron Simmons, we've been down there four or five times on his property.
What you doing?
Al Brute and Tree Service was going to meet with him, and Larry Snyder's people's working with him to try to get that sorted out. Had tree damage early on in the project when they fell a tree and it fell into some other trees. And I think it was just Larry Snyder's people kind of let it kind of stagnate a little bit. If it got a little bit better, quicker response, it wouldn't have escalated like that. Now, that could change tomorrow. He's one of them, not good or bad, but he's concerned about his property. So if things ain't going right, we'll have to get back involved in that and try to straighten it out. But dam site, it's taken off. The people not have to pay to pump it anymore. That's part of the project, so that was a burden off of their shoulders. We got, the contracts, that you're reviewing now on Lookout Acres, Archer, HDR, Battleview Village, Great River. I did notice in Archer's contract, they've got their liabilities are wrapped around their $1 million insurance, whereas Great River limited their liability to the amount of the contract. So, and Mel said he didn't have a problem doing that.
Yeah, he told me the same thing.
Yeah.
He said he needed $2 million in insurance if you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he opted to.
He said he checked and they won't go three, but they will go two.
Yeah, that should be quite a bit to handle anything that they would mess up, I would hope.
I just didn't like that they weren't going for any foreseeable damages. So, and just limiting themselves to the amount of their contract. If they caused damages of $1 million and they caused damages that made us reconstruct the whole thing, they could easily cause us more than their fee.
Yeah, don't take on that up. The Kirbyville project, that'll probably bid by the they're right now they're wrapping up, the engineering's about wrapped up on it. They've got a few outstanding easements. Their attorney, Tom Motley, I believe that they're in combination on those. And so those things are coming together. T Highway, I think that'll happen next year. Joe's already out there. We're reviewing his contract, but he wants to get out there and start meeting people. I don't see anything wrong with that, not having a contract yet, but he wants to, him and he's got his daughter helping him, and they're out there going. Board's really tickled with that and happy because he's not waiting, he's just going. They like seeing that.
Joe Charman and Aegis Engineering, they finally started manning their office there in Branson now. So,
Oh, good.
So
yeah.
They're expanding.
He was looking at our office furniture down there, and he talked to the guys down there and was getting some information from them going to try to cook.
I just wanted to ask a question. I think you discussed it a little bit, and I know you say John runs the utility, and we've got all these projects that are planned, and I know the sewer board is very energetic about getting a bunch of projects done, and I've been asked to do research for them about what can capital funds be used for, because there's an obvious need to find other funds, because the operation and maintenance, the fees that are being charged to the users are not paying adequately for the operation and maintenance of over a long period of time. Is it a good idea that we're building a bunch of new sewers if they can't pay for themselves?
Yeah, well, the T Highways and the Kirby Bills, the Lookout Acres, looking at Hickory Street, that's something we would like to do. We hadn't been talked about that much yet, but finish that up before we go to the big Lookout Acres that Archer presented the other day. Those projects wouldn't add much, but they are important projects, even though they're smaller in size. But the Venice on the Lakes, the Battleview Villages, those,
north.
Yeah, That's Power Site, North Valley View Village, yeah. Those are the ones that we need to really look at our financial situation.
Sure. Well, if I were to interfere with some contracts...
I don't want to get in... Well, that's just engineering.
But the engineering is pretty substantial. We're talking about, even before construction, we're talking about $500,000.
Sure. Well, absolutely. Yeah, these are big projects. I mean, the project that Archer brought in on Lookout Acres is it's all the way to H Highway.
When is the last time the utility presented to the commission? I know that since I've been here, based on their cash flow situation, sustainability. Has there ever been a presentation like that to the commission so we know?
I don't think so. I don't remember what ever being done.
I mean, that's something that would normally be expected, is that, you know, how is the sustainability of the utility? Because obviously that's long-term. That's always a concern. I don't know if the priority matrix has even been addressed in the last three or four years.
Well, we had that work session over at the Golden Corral with Ron Hershen.
It's been a while back.
Three or four years ago.
This kind of comes up in discussion here or there, but as for a formal presentation.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you have the numbers. I'm sure you know what we're... Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you want to put a time with that gentleman, but I want you to think about it, because... We kind of need the state of the business from the utility perspective. We don't have the state of the business.
But before the first year, before we do budget.
Well, then we need it by December 1st to have a presentation.
Right.
Okay.
What about these contracts? Are we going to throw $500,000 away on a... And then I'm getting into the sewer board's business too, but we're going to throw $500,000 away on engineering. I just want to throw it away.
I would argue it's not throwing away. I mean, it's preparation. The question is, when are those going to go into effect, usually?
Right now, they've got a plan, depending upon the financial sustainability of the sewer district, without having rates of $70 a month,
right,
to move forward right into construction. But to do that with Venice on the Lake and these bigger projects, it's going to take grants, it's going to take loan dollars. The asset sales tax, even though we've got a pretty good surplus there, it's not going to do all of these projects. And so they have basically a spreadsheet that outlines that with a $5 million loan, that it could work. I think it's going to take more than $5 million, so it's probably going to take $8 to $10 million of SRF money or some kind of funds, and hopefully any grant money we can find to do all of this. But unless we find a way to subsidize that utility,
that's what I kind of need to get a very good understanding.
Unless
of what the utility
says, if we can't subsidize that utility somehow. The rates are going to go...
Montgomery, Alabama went bankrupt, depending on their sewer system.
You know, Branson's going to have to raise their rates. You know, a lot of people's facing that. And with utility costs going up, our costs have got to go up too.
When are you thinking you could give that presentation? Maybe it would be a presentation by you and Mr. Hooker, probably?
Yeah, and we work with Great River Engineering. They've got all of our data, and we work with them. Probably give you something in November.
They do the rate study each time.
They go by and they calculate the flows for us and stuff and different things like that that goes into the...
They came up with a study that set the $37.50 and said that wasn't even high enough, that they were borrowing money from connection fees accounts and other places.
When we had people that were building things and connecting to us, we had money to subsidize that with.
Which isn't happening now, so the fees need to go up again.
We still have money in accounts, so that would maybe get us through a year or two.
That's not going to be the long term. No, let's have this meeting, have this update to us. By the 1st of November?
For sure.
I'll probably prepare it. I mean, it's going to take probably a couple of weeks to get all your data.
I could get you something by mid-October.
Why don't you work on that?
Yeah.
And we'll block the time, because I really want to get a good understanding of how the utility is cash flowing.
Sure.
And what you see short-term and long-term. I mean, my concern is it's not – the long-term plan doesn't look – we don't have a good long-term plan for sustainability.
Yeah.
And so we kind of need to be aware of that, because I mean, there's – Articles about it's Birmingham, wasn't it?
Was it Birmingham?
Birmingham.
I'm sorry, it's Birmingham.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So far, we've been, over the years, since 95, we've been able to, I can give you just the initial financial sheets that we have those at every board meeting.
Right.
I didn't know if you guys got copied on those, and it's in your packets. They're in there, and that kind of gives you an at a glance where we at currently. Now, for projected 10 years into the future, then we can do that. We can run that out based on current data that we have now and looking at the factors that would.
Where are, the issue came up, Bee Creek, the other day. What are those people paying, do you know?
Right now, you know, they
the 1.5 times ransom, right?
Mm-hmm. And Larry Van Gilder, and talking with him, I believe an average user, which they look at an average user around 5 to 5,500 gallons a month, was like $15 to $17.
That's why paying $37.50
to Kent. Yeah.
So the people in that section...
Actually, $29-something. We're not paying $37.50.
Are we?
He says so. He is.
I think I am.
You're not, you wasn't delinquent. No, I'm kidding. You didn't have a pass. $37.50?
Am I wrong? Is it $27.50?
No, I think it's $29-something. I think we're right under $30.
$30.
Yeah, we're right there at the $30 mark, but it's something symbolic about not rolling on over. But
well, is it $30 and the people on Bee Creek are only paying $15 to $17?
Right now. But I feel like that's going to change. We're probably going to be hearing from some folks out there.
They're still going to be paying less than $29.
I don't know what John, I don't know what that'll be. I haven't seen Branson's numbers, so I don't know what the projected cost is.
I was thinking there was discussion, or maybe even in the contract, that they wouldn't pay more in Bee Creek than what the county rate was.
I'd have to look back at that. I know it was talked about a lot, but then they have to bring in what it takes to run the utility, but.
They won't charge more than two
and a half times the cost of treatment, which that's kind of a, yeah.
Well, that's something if you could come up with, that'd be great.
Sure.
To get a real pretty detailed projections and all that.
You'll get Great River to
help
you. I'll work with Mel on that stuff. We have the numbers and our billing and stuff, and then they got the program that we just enter those in, and then we'll use whatever factors based on their.
I think that's only been a couple of years ago.
We go through that yearly, but
$30.
You know, right now, without any subsidy from any of our other accounts, our rate should be around $40-something dollars a month to be to meet this year's cost. And there's people in Missouri that's paying over $100 a month, but down here, just folks inherently feel that sewer and water. You know, electric's one thing, satellite's one thing, but your sewer and water bill shouldn't be over $10 a month.
Sure.
You know, bless their hearts. I mean, it's, you know, it's.
Did we ever get all the billing straightened out with Hollister, Riggs? You know, I mean, we
had
answers. Are they all current and they got paid the right amount?
Everything's good. We got them a check over there last week.
Good.
It's kind of an expedited check, but we was waiting on flow numbers. But right now, we're using the flow numbers, and we've got, I just got an email that our flow meters are getting ready, that we got a cost on those, and getting ready to get those updated, get new equipment in there.
Good.
Now, I don't know about Rick's equipment, but ours will be new, and they're going to be verified, and according to the company, this unit, that there's only four in the world, I don't know what this unit's made out of, but it can verify within a decimal point of being accurate or not. And if it's beyond that, you take it off, you send it to the factory. There's really in the old days, which I don't know, we're looking back on how accurate they were, but you could calibrate those in the field. But, you know, but today they're self-calibrating through some technology. And if they're outside that perimeter, they just go back to the factory. And it all revolves around the flow meters.
Good.
And that's it begins and ends with them. So if our flow meters are correct, we should be, you know, and that's all we're trying to do. That's all we want to do is be fair and pay for what we use and stuff.
What else you got on your list?
That is basically it, just the projects going on. And that is a concern with Ron Daniels especially, is we're looking at building more. And we've got our other equipment that's getting older, from 95. And some of the board, they like to see new things happening, but there again, they think we should go back and address some of our problems, try to tighten up our leaks. That's what the CCTV's doing. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at any of those.
Just some change orders, all we've seen.
It's sewer going down a pipe, but seeing some of the stuff, and John can really show you some stuff there if you want to see some of the shape some of these pipes are in, like in Holiday Hills, bless their hearts, but they've been there a long time before there's a lot of good inspection going on. And some other places where we got some significant leaks, infiltration. And that program there, we're wanting to, we're working now with Great River to identify the worst of the worst and trying to put a bid package together, go out for bid, get a contractor hired, and start addressing those issues and getting those lines relined. In some cases, we might have to dig them up and do repairs and start working towards that, which that's going to lessen our water that's in the pipe that don't need to be in there.
Most of our gravity has about a lifespan, supposedly, of 40 years. But the,
I don't know what happened in some of these areas, but yes.
But the low pressure, like Poverty Point, there's some significant maintenance and replacement issues.
Well, the grinder pump's what killed us.
Right.
We got off on advice. And, well, it wasn't any one person. Everybody had good intentions, but the sales tax had just started. The sewer board at that time wanted to get to building sewers. We wanted to get some sewers out there. The people voted it in. We need to show them progress as promised. Well, the engineer came in and said, well, here's a way you can do it. It works. It's accepted by DNR, and it's cheaper than conventional gravity, and you can start building sewers today. Well, that's where we got into the low-pressure business, which that's been... It's cheaper to build, but it'll kill you in the long run, operating and maintaining it, because then pumps are now they're $3,500 a piece, and some have been out there 15 years, never had a lid off. Some might last 6 months, depends on the house they're serving and what the people who are doing, what they're putting through those pumps.
And we own the pumps, and how many of them do we have?
Over 1,000.
1,100.
Oh, yeah.
At 3,500. Half of them went down. In the next 2 years,
we're all over Mount Branson. We're down Acacia Club Road, Poverty Point, of course.
Grinder pumps, right?
Well, what happened is that DNR, if you choose to do a low pressure sewer system, which DNR allows them, but they don't like them. But if you choose to do one, then you are responsible for the line and the unit and the grinder pump unit itself. You cannot build one saving money as a utility and then put that burden on the property.
What's Point Royale?
Point Royale,
the homeowners
association is kind of involved in that, and that's one of the poster childs. There's every kind of grinder pump made over there in Point Royale with different head pressures, and they had a lot of trouble with that. But now that is projects that are financed through state and federal loan or grant dollars.
Okay.
So the initial project pumps and the lots served were responsible for. Anything that's put in after that is the homeowner, which we have issues telephoned into us about that I just built a house and this neighbor of mine, you maintain his grinder pump, but you don't maintain mine. Well, legally through the DNR, we have to maintain that one, but we don't have to maintain yours. And so we have some issue with that.
What about when the original one was replaced?
Well, those we've got those, and we've looked at every way in the world to get out of it, and then it's just, we haven't found a way yet to get out of the burden of that being responsible.
That's a nightmare, but that is.
Oh, it's a lot of money, too.
Well,
what did you say, 3,500, and how many of them?
1,000.
Yeah, so not to say they go out every day, but, rebuilding them, you rebuild a grinder pump, you're going to have $500 to $1,000 in a rebuild on one if the motor and all the internal parts are shot. And, Dave Van Fossen, he's retiring. And in December. He gave
really?
Me plenty of notice. He's getting younger every day, but his passion is building churches.
Yeah.
And so he's got his house for sale. He's bought him a pickup. He's bought him a travel trailer with a slide out. He found one some people needed to sell, and it worked out good. And it's called Church Builders, Inc. They're out of the Louisiana, Mississippi somewhere. And so he's going to join up with them and travel around the South building churches, and that's what he's always wanted to do. And I said, hey, man, I'm going to miss you. But to ever find a person that was right for specific job. Dave is a perfectionist. He's an old-time craftsman type guy, rebuilding the grinder pumps. Going to miss him on that because he was his shop out there. I don't know if you guys ever had a chance to go in and look at his shop, but man, he keeps it really nice and he does an excellent job. And we've had other pump guys try to hire him out from under us, you know, because they've seen what he's done and how good he is. I mean, he's just like he's like on a race team and an engine tutor on some kind of race team. He's so technical on that. I mean, but he's really good. I'm going to miss Dave. But Leo's kind of training to step up into his deal. It's going to be big shoes to fill. And so we already have the issue of somebody, the utility's going to need to hire another entry-level person just to fill that gap. Mm-hmm. And then we have this other thing that I'm going to discuss tomorrow.
Right.
So. Okay. But, we can get you something on that and make a presentation to you guys. The sewer board, I didn't know, you know, the sewer utility and the sewer utility thing. I mean, it definitely is good for you guys to know what's going on with that because, you know, we've looked at the sales tax, and if there's any way that a small percentage portion of that could be used, and Ron Houseman, he has his thoughts on the sales tax and how it can be used administratively. Moss looked at his from the legal point of view.
I've given you three alternatives: the most conservative approach, a medium mm-hmm. approach, and a wild approach. Yeah. But it's still only a 20-year solution, even if you can use it.
That's true. Right. And I tell you, you know, it's kind of like you don't want to get on a crutch, as I call it, because if that crutch falls off money, you're in trouble. So you need to be reasonable. I'm not saying to subsidize the total utility, but you still need your rates need to be somewhere where reasonably they should be.
Right. But we can't really, I mean, you can say that, but we have road and bridge the same way. It's a renewable tax.
It is a renewable tax, and you could renew the sewer, but if we weren't building new sewers and we were just using it to operate and maintain, and it didn't get passed, we'd be in a world of hurt.
I understand. Yeah.
And where... not building a whole lot of new roads and bridges. We may be building some, but I mean, sewers, we're looking to build and build and build. Mm-hmm. And why are we looking to build if we're going to have to maintain what we build and we don't have, we're not getting the money in to maintain it?
I guess my thought when you said that was, if we're working to keep the water clean, I think that people want to support that.
They always have, even when the jail was on there.
I agree
with you.
People are going to pay taxes to maintain the roads, okay? One way or another, you're going to get a tax to maintain the roads. You're going to say it's our duty to do that. But are you going to say to someone, okay, we need to tax you to maintain the sewer that's serving Jim and Bob's house? No, let them pay fees. It's a little bit different than roads, but... you know, to a certain extent, it's the same, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm good. Are you good? I'm good.
Good. I'm good.
Excellent. What else? That's it. We're done. Recess.
Okay. We'll...
Cheers hard.
Yeah.
Give us a ring.